The second book of the runaway best-selling series Eva's Crucible by Mark Goodwin is now available in Kindle, paperback, and audiobook. America has fallen, and Eva's band of misfits is all that stands between freedom and absolute tyranny. Political division in the United States has reached the boiling point, and the Second American Civil War is well underway. Communist agitators have been successful in their efforts to intimidate voters from key states and steal the election. A far-left socialist candidate has seized the reins of power, and his designs against the Republic are absolute. With a sympathetic Congress, he will sign in sweeping bans on firearms, criminalize free speech, and institute a new government agency to root out dissenters. Eva's group pledges to launch an insurgency campaign against the occupying force in Texas, but they'll have to watch out for those who have been tasked with purging the patriots. Her team cannot fail in their mission to liberate Texas. If Texas falls, America's demise is all but certain. Get your copy of this post-apocalyptic thrill ride from Amazon.com today.
You're listening to the Prepper Recon Podcast. For questions, comments, and podcast archives, go to PrepperRecon.com. Ready-Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at ReadyMadeResources.com.
Hey, Preppers and Patriots. I've got some big news. Eva's Crucible, Book 2, Embers of Empire, is now available in Kindle, audio, and paperback. And as always, I'm hosting another giveaway to celebrate the release. And for this giveaway, I'm going to be giving away 5 ounces of silver and also a autographed copy of Eva's Crucible. So how to win? You leave a review for Embers of Empire on Amazon.com. Then send an email including your Amazon screen name that you used for the review. Send that to PrepperRecon@gmail.com and use Embers of Empire in the subject line. The drawing will be held Saturday, June 16th, and the winner's Amazon screen name will be posted on PrepperRecon.com to announce that they've won, and the winner will also be notified via email. Sorry, this contest is open to U.S. residents only. Godspeed in the drawing, and now back to the show. Today's guest is Todd Sepulveda of Prepper Website and the Prepper Website Podcast. Todd, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much for having me, man. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, always a pleasure to have you on. Unemployment numbers, they just keep improving. Seems like Trump is making good on that promise. We nearly doubled the M2 money supply under Obama. Are you concerned that all this prosperity could trigger a hyperinflationary crisis, or do you think that this could, do you think we're getting sort of overbought on the upside here?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're above my pay grade on all of that. I think I come from the school of it's good to be prepared regardless of what is going on, because, you know, Wall Street can do its thing. Main Street is going to do its thing. And there's all, you know, there's so many, our world is so fragile that it's so easy for one little thing to kind of set it off. And so we have, you know, as people who prepare, we have all these things that we're watching out there in the world. We're watching all the different events that are going on, current events. We're looking at the economy. We're doing all that. And we're leveraging all of that in our preparedness. And then we also have our own personal finances that we're dealing with, and we're leveraging that. And so the world can be going great, everything. The numbers can be down, or unemployment numbers can be down. Wall Street can be up, but you can lose your job. And so none of that stuff matters when it really boils down to it, right? And so that's kind of where I've always been. One of the things I talk about is that we got to keep our eyes, we got to be looking up, you know, keeping our eyes of what's going on in the world, what's going on in our economy, what's going on in all of that stuff, but also making sure that we prep on our level, you know, to take care of our family and the people that we love. So I don't know if I answered your question there, but, you know, I think that it's something that you're always wanting to be paying attention to, you know, what are people saying about the economy and how are people perceiving it, right? Because you can, things can be good, things can be bad, but it's all going to boil down to perception and how people perceive what is happening out there.
But if people get, if they get sort of, they buy into the euphoria, you know, they might think it's a good time to buy a Maserati or something like that, which is sort of the mentality people had back in before the 2009 crash, where, you know, everybody was just buying a new house and they were flipping houses and you know, you couldn't lose and the market was always going to go up and that was the conventional wisdom at the time, wasn't it? They weren't really positioning themselves for the inevitable downturn and, you know, what goes up must come down. And I think that we know that whether it's right around the corner or a couple years out, we will have another deep trough in the markets, in the economy, in the job markets. You've got a new ebook out that gives us some steps to take to prepare for that. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah. And, you know, just when you were saying that, I was thinking about, you know, when Trump came into office, I think those of us that are in the preparedness space and those that are in who have websites and podcasts and YouTube channels and all that good stuff, I think we saw maybe a little bit of decrease, a little bit of the urgency to prep. And I know that you've talked about that before in the past. I know that I've talked about it. Other people have written about it. Where, you know, okay, hey, we have a conservative, we have a Republican, whatever you want to call it, in the White House now, and so things are going to be good, and so we've seen a little bit of that preparedness kind of fall off, and even to the point where some of the articles were like, guys, you cannot stop prepping, you know, there at any time, and just because you have a Republican president in play does not mean that all of our problems that we have. And that have that we were worried about have just all of a sudden gone away, right? And so when you were kind of saying that, I was kind of paralleling that with that idea of, you know, people should not start giving up or getting lazy on their preparedness. But now going to the ebook, it was an ebook that I wrote a while back, and I had it sitting on my computer, and I was knee deep in different projects and things that I'm doing and being a husband and a father and all this kind of stuff. And I really felt the Lord kind of bring that back to my memory. And as I started working with that ebook and finishing it up and putting it together, started thinking about all of what it would mean. It really started to hit home with me. One of the reasons how I was able to prep, because I know that you've probably have heard this before, being that you do podcasts and that you have a website, maybe even social media, where people will email you or contact you and say, I know that I need to prep. I know that I need to, put food storage and water storage and all these things into my life. But I just can't afford it. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I'm barely making it. And so as I started to go down this journey of finishing this ebook, I started really reflecting, and I really feel it was the Lord kind of bringing it to my understanding, is that one of the reasons that I was able to prep as well as I have, and believe me, I am not, I am not anywhere near where I want to be, but I believe I'm further along than a lot of other people, that one of the reasons I was able to do that was because I had another stream of income coming into our family budget. And that being what I started earning through Prepper website. And now I'm not getting rich. I'm not, definitely not, able to quit my day job. It's really not even a small business type money that's really coming in. It's more, I consider it a micro business where, there's money that's coming in and it is a blessing. And it's allowing me not to use the money that I need for my family to pay for my house, to pay for utilities, to pay for the things that we need as a family. It's not making me use that money to purchase my preparedness. I'm able to buy those types of things with the money that's come in through Prepper website. And so when I got that real revelation of it, I realized that that is the key for people that are in that want to prep, to prep and to make sure that they get the things that they need. We can do a lot of, well, at least, you know, I know that I have linked to articles on Prepper website, and I've even read them on the podcast before, where, you know, how can you prep on a budget? How can you, you know, prep from the dollar store? How can you, you know, prep free and all those kinds of things? And those things are important, and definitely you want to be as frugal as possible. But when it boils down to it, preparedness does cost some money. It does cost money to put canned food in your pantry. It does cost money to do some long-term food storage and water storage and filters, and if you're looking at defense and all those types of things. And so I really felt that this is the key, is bringing in multiple streams of income. And the great thing about it is that everybody can do it. I've said that, and there might be people out there like, you know, I don't believe that I can do it. Yes, there is something that you love to do out there that you can turn into a micro business that you can use to bring in extra money for your family, for your finances, and so that you can better prepare. And so that's really the idea behind the ebook, is to inspire and encourage other people to look at their life, look at the things that interest them, look at the things that are important to them, and then use those things to build a small little micro business that will bring in extra money. Because what can you do if you had an extra $50 a month or an extra $100 a month? What could you do with that to add to your preparedness? You know, begins to add up very, very quickly. And so that is the idea. Along with that, I knew that people would need continual encouragement, right? They would need inspiration and ideas. And I know just from being, or from running Prepper website and having Facebook and a Facebook group where people come in and share ideas, that there are a lot of smart people in preparedness, and a lot of wise people, a lot of people who just have a lot of great knowledge. And so I'm like, how can we leverage people in preparedness? Because, you know, what people see is those of us who have websites, those of us who have podcasts, I mean, they're hearing us all the time. But how can we leverage the people that are out there that have all these great ideas to be able to share those ideas with other people and to, you know, provide these their advice? And so I was going to go the Facebook group route, like a lot of people recommend, especially in like the online marketing space. But I really have had a hard problem with that recently, with all the things that Facebook has done, and how Twitter had, you know, shadow banning, and Google, and all of that kind of stuff. It's a necessary evil for those of us who have websites and podcasts to kind of get the message out there. But I just have this nasty feeling, you know, that one day, right now they're targeting conservatives. Right now they might be targeting even Christians. I know that you've talked about that before in the past, but at some point they might be targeting preppers. And so you have this Facebook group where everyone has come, and you know, a private Facebook group where everyone has shared these great ideas, and then Facebook decides to shut it down. So I don't want to rent someone else's land. I want to make sure that I can promote something that's going to be there on a continual basis. So I decided to go old school. Some of your listeners who are a little bit older might remember, you know, forums. They might even still be, you know, involved in some forums. I don't know if you did a lot of that back in the day, but decided to go that route and created the Prepper website forums. And that is a place. So when you buy the ebook, you get automatic access to the forums. And that's something that I know that will always be around as long as I own Prepper website. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
Let's talk a little bit more about those forums. Is that going to specifically be for the micro biz, or is that going to be for all things prepping? And are you going to have rooms within the forum that will delegate, you know, oh, this is about food storage, this is about micro biz, building a micro biz, this is about getting your finances in order, this is about skills training. How's that going to be? How's that going to work?
Definitely. At first, I was going to just focus on the micro biz aspect of it. But then I'm like, you know what? This is a prepper website community. You know, that would be really dumb to not include all that other stuff as well. You know, there's just, and actually, I think the, like the week before I, or the week after I decided to do it through forums, someone contacted me and said, hey, Todd, I know that you, because I do a Facebook Live. And I'd love to see your Facebook Live videos, but I do not get on Facebook. Is there any way that I can see it, you know, without going to Facebook? And I was like, man, just, you know that there's a lot of people that still don't get on social media, and this is a way to do it. So why not include all those, you know, preparedness topics? So there is a micro biz forum, and then within the forum, there is you know, so you can go and you can just kind of focus on micro businesses and get advice and share resources. So if, for instance, if I listen to a podcast or I read an article that is helpful, I'll drop it in there, or someone else will drop it in there. But then we have all the other forums as well. So wilderness survival, food storage, current events, I mean, you name it. And so I'm very open. You know, so people have gotten in there and said, Todd, what about this? Can we add this? I'm like, sure, you know. And so we go in there and add it. And Todd, we, you know, one of the things someone said is that we like to message each other without being in the, you know, without actually leaving a message in a forum. And so, you know, I figured out how to do that and added that. And so, yeah, we have all those things in there. So really excited about, you know, how it's looking. And I'm always open to, you know, changing it up and making it better. So I really want this to be a real community that can serve the preparedness community out there for years to come.
So let's say I'm somebody sitting at home and I'm listening to this show right now. I'm like, you know what? I've been thinking about this for a while and now it's time to do it. And I do need to start a micro biz. Where do I start? What kind of businesses could I start as a, you know, as somebody that's maybe works 9 to 5, 5 days a week, you know, I've maybe got a couple hours each evening and a little time on Saturday that I could do something, but I just don't know what I can do in that space. Do you have any ideas for those people?
Definitely. Well, in the book I do have, so the last chapter, there's 56 ideas in there that someone can just read and kind of grab those. But what I recommend is this. I really got this revelation just from the fact that I do the podcast. So I have to be very careful when I do the podcast. So I, you know, I go to work, I do my thing, I come home and I do my podcast. It's 5 days a week. And so when things quiet down in my house, everyone knows that I'm going to record. And so I have to make sure that I do the podcast, or I record the podcast early enough in the night where I can come off of my high, because I enjoy doing it so much that when I finish it and I post the podcast, I'm like, wow, that was great. That was awesome. You know, I'm just like, I feel really good. And there's been nights where I've had really long nights and I go to bed and I'm just like wide-eyed. I'm like, well, I can't come off of this high. And so I'm going to use that and bounce off of that. For anybody else that's out there, that's what I'm saying. You want to grab what you love. So let's, for instance, if you're a dog lover and you love dogs and you love pets and you love, you know what, then you can do something along the lines of maybe you pet sit. That would be something very easy to do, where, you know, people don't want to, it's very expensive. I don't know if you've ever boarded a dog before, but it's very expensive and you have to come with all this, you know, all these things that you need to be able to show and to prove and all this stuff. And then you're always concerned that they're going to, you know, they're not going to really take care of your dog, or they're not going to spend time with your dog, or, you know, your dog is going to get fleas or ticks or something, you know, whatever. But if you were a person who loved dogs, you could dog sit, and you start doing that every so often, you know, word starts to get out that you're a person who can loves dogs and loves the dog sit, and you're going to take care of their dogs. And there is a person that I went to high school with that friended me on Facebook, you know, probably about 2 years ago. And I was looking at what she did, and I thought it was more of a, you know, of a side business, but this is like her legit job. She is a dog sitter. She is a dog walker, you know, and she basically, she is more the high end areas of Houston, but she, that is her job. You know, she has a website. This is a full-time thing. She knows a lot about dogs and all those kinds of things. So when we're talking about a micro biz, you know, bringing in a little bit of money, you know, and kind of going from there, that's where you're doing it. So, for instance, I have there's an app called Nextdoor. Just recently, I had an issue with a plumbing issue, and I needed to get a plumber right away. And I was able to go to Nextdoor and go to the recommendations, and there was a plumber. There was two plumbers, and both of them had really high reviews from people in my neighborhood. And so I called the first guy who had the highest reviews. And he showed up. I mean, he called me exactly like he said. Hey, we open up at 8 a.m. I'll call you at 8 a.m. And he did. He came in, did the job, was excellent, right? And so if you are someone who wants to dog sit, you could put up, you know, information on that app like Nextdoor and let people know like, hey, I'm available for dog sitting. Or maybe you have a neighborhood newsletter. Maybe you have a neighborhood Facebook page. And you're able to get that kind of information out there, even the Facebook Marketplace, where you're able to get that information out there so that people will know that you're there. And I think eventually you start to pick up clients from all over the place, and they start sharing your information with other people. My mother-in-law years ago used to do daycare in her house. And she was very tied to educators. So all the kids that she took care of, most of them were educators, and they loved it. You know, they would drop them off in the morning. She would do little lessons and things like that with them throughout the day. And she would feed them. She would, you know, they would take a nap. She was doing skills like, hey, you need to pick up after yourself and all that kind of stuff. She didn't baby them. You know, she did all this work, with people, and she's always stayed under the amount that you had to before you had to officially claim that you were a daycare. So she knew the law in that regard. But she did that for years, and she loved doing it. She loved taking care of kids, and that's something that she could easily do. You know, and she was never without. The number, you know, the maximum number of kids that she could have, because as soon as someone would get old enough to go to school, someone else was there to take the place of that child, because there was always someone who needed daycare. And so you want to really focus on something that you love to do, whatever it might be. Talk a lot about that in the book, but I think that is the key. For instance, you come home from work, what most people do, you come home from work, you're tired, maybe you eat, maybe you veg out in front of the television until it's time to eat, you eat, then you veg out in front of the television before it's time to go to bed, and then when it gets late enough for you to go to bed, you peel yourself up off the couch or your easy chair or whatever you have, and you knock out, and then you do it all over again. And it's like you're into this habit. But what if you came home and you were doing something that you love, and you were able to do that thing that you love and also make money from it? Man, it is that you get on this high. And so I talked about it in the book, I believe, or maybe it was in an article that I wrote. Now it's all blurring together for me. Does that ever happen for you when you're writing your books? Is like, okay, did I talk about this one in this book, or does that ever happen for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, congratulations on the new book, Ava, man, and your new series.
Thank you so much.
I'm already waiting for book two, man. So you got to get on it.
No, it'll be out very, very soon. Actually, by the time this podcast airs, it should be out May 20.
third.
Awesome. Awesome. So, all right. I know everybody in my Facebook group, in the Prepper Website Facebook group, or they love your books, man. So, you know, when they come out, I let everyone know. And so they go eat that up.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
So a while back, my wife would do jewelry, and she still does it every once in a while. But it was something that she loved to do. And she would sit and do the jewelry. Sometimes she would watch, if there was a show that she did want to watch on TV, she would watch that show while she was doing the jewelry. But she loved doing that. And then she would take pictures of it and send it out to her friends. I mean, she didn't have a website. She didn't put it on Etsy. She didn't put it on eBay or any of that stuff. She just took pictures and sent them out to her friends and or people that were, you know, that purchased them in the past. And they would come over and check them out and buy them, you know. And there was a couple of times where, for instance, all of Christmas, she paid for all of Christmas. That was kind of like my gift to me, is that she took care of all the Christmas gifts with the money that she made from selling jewelry. And, man, that was such a big blessing, because I didn't, you know, the money that we were putting aside could be used for other things, right? And, you know, those kinds of things. That's where you start. What do you love to do? What is something that it's just a no-brainer for you to do? And then how do you monetize that? How can you turn that into something that you can earn money from? One of the things that we're the society that we're living in right now, if we can save people, so you have your products and then you have your services. If you provide definitely products, you know, that's one thing, right? But if you provide a service that saves people time, whatever that might be, people are going to pay for that. I know that I do that, you know, and it's kind of crazy to admit, but I don't cut my own grass. You know, I have a very small yard because we have a big pool. My dad used to be in the pool business, and he built us a pool before he retired. So we're very blessed to be able to do that. But I have a very small yard. So I don't spend the time going out there and cutting grass. There's a person that comes by, and he only charges me a small amount. It's so crazy. It's not even worth it for me to own a lawnmower because he does it so cheaply. Same thing with washing my truck. I can get out there and I can wash my truck. I've done it you know, many, many times. I did that, you know, for, you know, when I was younger, that's how I would go ahead and do that. But it's my time right now is a little bit more sacred to me. And so I don't have a problem spending, you know, 10 bucks or, you know, 15 bucks to run my car through the car wash and get it all vacuumed and cleaned. And it takes, you know, maybe 20, 30 minutes, where I can spend that time writing an article or jotting down some notes or preparing my sermon for Sunday or, you know, those types of things. So if you can save people time, people will pay for your service.
That's the end of the first half of my interview with Todd Sepulveda of Prepper Website. Tune in next week for the rest of the show. Whether your plan is to bug out or bug in, CampingSurvival.com has all of your preparedness needs, including fish antibiotics, long-term storage food, and water filters. Use coupon code PrepperRecon for 5% off your order at CampingSurvival.com.